If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Angela Hare and her husband Cliff began Angels Over Cliffs in 2019 after overcoming homelessness and addiction. They've now turned that experience into an incredible ministry to help other people experiencing homelessness. They'll be hosting their inaugural Open Hearts, Open Doors Homecoming on Saturday, August 9th at the Women's Improvement Club of Corona. Angela's here to tell us more about this nonprofit and fundraiser. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having us, Pepper. We're glad to be here.
Angela, you have such a powerful story and testimony. Tell us how Angels Over Cliffs came into existence.
So Angels Over Cliffs is a product of our homelessness. We lost our home in 2016. We ended up in a local motel. We ended up spiraling into drug addiction. It was numbing the pain and the depression that we were facing. So we were homeless addicts for about 2 years. During that time, it opened our eyes to a huge need. There is a hidden homeless population. There are so many families across this nation who are stuck living in local motels. The hidden homeless, they're living in local motels. They're couch surfing, living from friend's home to friend's home. They're living in cars. They're living in shelters. It's not what you would typically think homelessness is. Homelessness is so much more than what you see on the streets. So as soon as we got housed in 2019, it started off as a husband and wife going back to the same motel to help the families that were there when we lived there. Since then, since 2019, going back to the motel to help the families, we've transpired into a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We've connected over 300 people to housing, whether that be emergency motel, temporary transitional, and then, of course, permanent housing and self-sufficiency is the ultimate goal. We have a wraparound system of services where we come alongside our cliff climbers, is what we are calling them now. We will come alongside them as we guide them out of homelessness into permanent housing. And what that looks like is we've got a housing program. We will cover their emergency motel cost and pay for their first month's rent and security deposit. We've got a kids program where these children, we've got over 633 homeless children in the Corona-Norco Unified School District alone. Our program is loving these children. Our kids program provides free haircuts for these children. They get their back-to-school supplies and clothes for school time. They get sponsored every year for Christmas. And then, of course, we've got wonderful events and activities so that we can love on them better. We've got an education program. Our education program is mandatory for the cliff climbers that are receiving our services. Last night, we had a conflict resolution class. We had a licensed marriage family therapist come in and teach us how to handle conflict in a healthy way. We are going to have budgeting classes. We've been in a credit repair workshop. Credit is one of the biggest barriers that our hidden homeless population are facing, and there are no other organizations or government entities that are tackling that barrier. Well, Angels Over Cliffs is. We are also doing classes to shed survival mode, how to tend to the nervous system. A lot of the families that are in our program have trauma from homelessness, some of it addiction, domestic violence, loss of a loved one, things like that. So that wraparound system of services is loving our community back to life, and we're bringing hope, healing, and housing.
What are some of the challenges the hidden homeless face?
Oh my goodness. For one, the credit, like I just talked about, credit is one of the biggest barriers. You can go into organizations, you know, that are helping our homeless, but when it comes time for you to get housed, if you've got bad credit, they're exiting you and putting you back out on the streets. They're not tackling that. So I'm so thrilled that we are tackling that. We're partnering with Living Better 101, which is Solomon Shapiro out of Corona, and we're doing good things there. Some of the other barriers, a lot of these families, they make $5, $10, $20 too much to qualify for welfare. Yeah, these motels are $3,000 a month. we're not taking that into consideration. It's near impossible to pay a $3,000 a month motel bill and try to save for your first month's rent and security deposit. So that's a huge barrier. The income, you know, qualifications, they make just a little bit too much. Pets are another huge barrier. You know, the hidden homeless population, we've seen a pattern throughout the years. Most of it are single moms. Single moms with children, daycare. You can't live in a motel, be a single mom and go to work and leave your children in the motel. You know, daycare is a huge issue. Pets are a huge issue. Transitional housing for families, you can't take pets there. A lot of the motels don't take pets. Pets are our family and we don't want to give them up. When I was homeless, we had 2 dogs and 5 cats. And by the grace of God, we were able to transition into housing with all of them. But that's a huge barrier too. So I would say credit, making a little bit too much money, pets, daycare, things like that.
What areas do you serve?
Right now, we are serving the Corona, Norco, Eastvale, and parts of Riverside. Now, if you guys want to partner with us, you know, Angels Over Cliffs, and I'm talking to you guys out there, we are looking for more community partners. In order for Angels Over Cliffs to expand and grow and to help the surrounding areas or to even go nationwide, we need more community partners. So we need community partners in Riverside throughout the whole IE so that we can start branching out, spreading, and helping more people. Angels Over Cliffs operates through community relationships. It's not anything that I'm doing or the volunteers are doing. It's everything that the community is doing together.
Do you have any idea of the number of people who are experiencing homelessness in that region?
I did have some stats. They're on our website. There are some stats on our website, angelsovercliffs.org. I know in the Corona Norco Unified School District alone, we've got over 633 homeless children, the McKinney-Vento kids. Yeah. I think in the state of California alone, and don't quote me on this, I could be wrong, but I want to say it was close to 500,000 homeless people in the state of California.
Tell us how Angels Over Cliffs serves these people.
Again, we've got that wraparound system of services. You know, we're teaching them there's no shame. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Homelessness can happen to anyone. And in fact, most people are 1 to 2 paychecks away from losing their home and becoming homeless. So the wraparound system of services that we have, you know, the housing program, the education program, the kids program. But I think even more than that, you know, what they'll tell you is that we're listening to them. We're hearing them. We are teaching them that there's nothing to be ashamed about. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Being homeless comes with this stigma of shame. A lot of people think that CPS is going to come in and take your children. Well, that's not the case. It's not illegal to be homeless, you know.
I'm speaking with Angela Hare, founder of Angels Over Cliffs. What are your future dreams and goals for this nonprofit?
God's doing some stuff lately, and God's been putting some people in our path. We have realtors who are searching for fourplexes. I have a possible investor who may potentially want to invest in us and purchase permanent housing. Mm-hmm. I would love to bring permanent housing to the community, whether that be a small apartment complex, a tiny home village. We need housing. Housing is the issue and housing is the answer. We need housing.
You mentioned that it's a community of people who supports the people who are served by Angels Over Cliffs.
Yes.
You have an amazing Facebook group. Tell us about that.
That's how it all started. It all started with social media. We started that Angels Over Cliffs group Facebook page. And the first thing that we ever posted was a family that we actually knew when we were living in the motel. He lost his job. When he lost his job, he couldn't make his car payment. They lost the car. They ended up on the streets. The first need that we ever had fulfilled was we needed a hard hat and steel-toed boots so this man could go back to work. We posted that need on social media. Within 20, 30 minutes, women in the community fulfilled that need. That family immediately got a job, was then placed back into the motel, and then transitioned into permanent housing a little over 6 months after that. They're still housed today. They're still flourishing today. The community that we have on Facebook takes my breath away. They go above and beyond, not just fulfilling the needs, but delivering, going and meeting these families face to face, praying with them, showing them that they're not alone, loving them. Part of the pain and trauma from homelessness is you feel alone, you feel unseen, you feel unloved. And I think the biggest part of what we are doing, it's not anything that we're giving. It's all of the love and the compassion and the hope that we are bringing. We are wrapping around these people with love and community. And that is building them up. It's making them feel loved. They feel seen. They feel heard. They feel valued. And that is so important, to feel valued.
How can the community support Angels Over Cliffs?
There are so many different ways that the community can support Angels Over Cliffs. For one, like you were saying, Pepper, join our Angels Over Cliffs group Facebook page. We had a post this last week that went viral. We reached over 9 million viewers. Mm. Our group Facebook page went from 5,000 members to almost 12,000 members. It was a beautiful thing. Share the posts that we post on Facebook. Awareness and education is huge. Pray for us. Share those social media posts. Volunteer. We are always looking for volunteers, whether that be on our delivery donations outreach team or a case management team, events team. We have a new AOC youth board now, which consists of 20 high school kids who are running a youth board, and they are hands-on with the children. They're bringing activities and events to love on these children better. We want to love on them. We don't want to just give them things. We want to love them. You obviously can help by donating. You can feel good about donating. Your funds go to bring hope, healing, and housing to our unhoused neighbors.
And then your inaugural Open Hearts, Open Doors Homecoming is coming up on Saturday, August 9th. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this.
I am thrilled. I can't believe that we've made it this far. Through all of our mistakes, you know, something beautiful was born. And I am so excited about our inaugural homecoming. What better name for a homeless organization gala, right? A homecoming, Open Hearts, Open Doors. We have a live jazz band. Lazy Dog is catering all the appetizers. The Texas Roadhouse is catering appetizers. We have a program graduate, you guys. This is like the icing on the cake. We have a program graduate who came to us several years ago homeless during COVID. They are now housed. They are now running their own catering business. He's going to cater our event. And it's not going to be a fancy tri-tip dinner or anything like that, but that's okay. The powerful message that comes from this, when you come into Angels Over Cliffs and you receive our services, you can be housed and then own your own catering company. We're going to have a Mexican feast. It's going to be delicious. We've got some beautiful auction items. We're going to have a live auctioneer. We are going to have beautiful raffle baskets. It's going to be at the Women's Improvement Club here in Corona, just a beautiful, quaint venue. So many wonderful things. We've got some wonderful sponsors who are supporting us. And we do still have some tickets available. So if anyone out there is interested in attending, you could visit our website, angelsovercliffs.org, to order your tickets.
I've been speaking with Angela Hare, founder of Angels Over Cliffs, which serves the hidden homeless in our community. Anything else you want us to know?
I'm grateful. I am so grateful that I am able to do what I'm doing. I feel like I am living my dream. I'm living my purpose. And it all started because of my mess. You know, there is a such thing as beauty from the ashes. And I believe I am that walking Romans 8:28.
Tell us that quote.
God can take all things and work them together for the good of those who come to love him.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. And thank you for making a difference in our community. I hope the Open Hearts, Open Doors homecoming is a huge success.
And thank you so much for having us. Thank you for supporting us. And thank you for loving us, Pepper. We love you so much.
I love you guys.
Thank you.